Martin Scorsese's Hugo was the big winner as the Oscar nominations were announced this morning in Los Angeles. That film picked up 11 nods, including Best Picture and Best Director. Asa Butterfield stars as Hugo, the orphan who lives within the walls of a train station in 1930s Paris. His late father was a tinkerer, repairing intricate devices like watches. Now Hugo keeps the station's huge clocks running. And as we hear in this scene, the timekeepers provide a refuge for him.
Right after my father died, I'd come up here a lot. I'd imagine the whole world was one big machine.
A scene from the Best Picture nominee Hugo, also on the very long list. Are you ready? The Artist, The Descendants, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, The Help, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, The Tree of Life, and War Horse. Joining us to talk Oscars, Boston Globe film critic Wesley Morris. And Wesley, I can't help but note one thing about this list. On your list, you have none of these movies. None of these movies.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like the movies were sort of all over the place this year.
There were a lot of options, depending on what your taste is, obviously, depending on what you felt passionately about. And, you know, what's funny is that the Academy decided to change the Best Picture nominating rules so that passion was taken much more into consideration.
Yeah, this year a film had to get at least 5% of the overall number one votes in order to make the nominee list. And that means that at least 5% of the 5,000 or so voters this year thought that The Help was the best movie of the year. That was their number one choice.
Right. It's interesting. I mean, who knows if they had done it the other way, whether Bridesmaids would have been one of the 10 movies. You just can't imagine. No matter how great the pool is, you can't imagine the requisite people saying, Bridesmaids is the best
one,
movie,
right?
No matter how many Judd Apatow phone calls get made.
But it might have been the fifth.
It might have been
on
fifth 5,000 on 5,000
right,
ballots, exactly.
Right. But it didn't get
But it
on.
Didn't get first in enough ballots to be moved on to the next round.
I should say, in defense of your top movies of 2011, most of yours were foreign films that you picked, and that would be another category. You picked, though, Contagion.
Contagion. I like Contagion a lot. Separation, which is actually one of the foreign film nominees this year, foreign language film nominees. Not on my list, but it came very close to being on my list. It's a great movie.
Well, let's talk about the ones that were nominated, and let's start with Hugo leading the nomination. I mean, does that surprise you that Hugo's on the list?
No. I mean, I think people who like that movie really, really, they more than like it. They love it. I'm a little indifferent to it. I think it's beautiful. But it feels very much like Martin Scorsese using this story to impart a bit of film history, to make a case for film preservation, to hold up Georges Méliès, to remind us what a great filmmaker, what a pioneer he was. Those are all worthy things. I just don't necessarily think that this is going to be the Martin Scorsese movie that I'm remembering in 10 years.
Well, right behind Hugo is The Artist. This is the silent film directed by Michel Hazanavicius, starring Jean Dujardin as a silent film star whose career fades with the advent of sound. It's a black and white silent film. Now, we're going to play a clip.
Right.
You're going to have to take our word for it that it's a breakfast scene. Let's listen. So Wesley Morris, again, of the Boston Globe. I'm with a lot of people here. I want to see this. I mean to see this. I haven't seen it yet. I mean, this film has 10 nominations, major awards, including a Golden Globe and a Producers Guild Award, but I think it's only taken in about $12 million. Most people haven't seen it.
Yeah, they're rolling it. You know, Harvey Weinstein is rolling it out slowly. But, you know, at the same time, people are kind of resistant on a number of levels. I think that the public hasn't gotten a chance to declare the movie good. It's being told that the movie is good, which sort of makes you a little bit defensive. And then once you go and see it, a lot of people have just been like, really?
Yeah. But your colleague Ty Burr told us early on, this is a wonderful movie. So
it's a good movie. I don't love it as much as Ty does. I don't love it as much as a lot of people do. It's slight. It's cute. At 50 minutes, I might have loved it. At its current length, I'm kind of like, ugh. Well,
okay.
You know.
Okay. Well, there it is with its best film nod. Also getting the nomination, as we mentioned, The Help. Controversial movie for some people. We're going to be hearing in the coming days as we get closer to the awards how some African Americans, for instance, refused to see it because it just seemed like a caricature. You, we shall tell our radio listeners, are African American. Your thoughts on The Help?
You know, I'm of two minds on it. I think it's a fine movie. It's perfectly crowd-pleasing, middle-brow entertainment. On the one hand, and on the other hand, you know, it sort of forces you to ask yourself why in 2012 or 2011, when the movie was released, why we need a movie Another movie in which the best two parts a black woman is going to have all year involve her playing, you know, someone's maid.
Maid. So there's that. So a lot, still a lot of talk generated by The Help, the story of maids told through the eyes of a young white woman in Mississippi in the 60s.
Yes.
Midnight in Paris, Woody Allen's film. Both The Help and Midnight in Paris, two of the biggest grossing and well-reviewed movies of the year. You know, we've heard people in our office saying, how come the last Harry Potter film, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, doesn't make it, especially since that would be a film that would draw a lot of people to watch the Oscars.
It's a tough thing. I mean, there's the taste of the Academy and what they like to present themselves as liking and loving. And then there's what the public has seen and can connect to. And often those things are at odds with each other.
I'm going to make sure we've addressed The Descendants. This is a starring George.
We have to address The Descendants.
Well, we do, because, you know, George Clooney, who's also been nominated for acting Oscar,
yes.
He plays Matt King, a wealthy Hawaiian landowner who finds out that his dying comatose wife has been having an affair. Now, you know, if you just saw the ads for this movie, which just showed George Clooney kind of oddly running somewhere, you would think it was just a silly...
But another Coen Brothers
But apparently, you know, Oscar-worthy, at least according to the people who vote. Let's listen to a clip. Matt has to become the primary caretaker for his two daughters, and as we hear in this scene, it doesn't start off very well.
Get out of my underwear, you freak!
No, okay, no.
Don't
back inside, put on a swimsuit.
Why?
Now.
Real good job you're doing.
That's part of why I brought you here. You have to help me with her. I don't know what to do with her.
Maybe if you spent more time with her, she wouldn't act like such a complete spaz.
So there you have just a snippet of The Descendants, which doesn't, you know, again, it doesn't sound like, well, the other nominees, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, a very sober film about 9/11, The Tree of Life about something.
Everything, yeah.
And then to round it out, War Horse, you know, again, a very profound film, World War I. Moneyball, more of a, what would you say, romp?
I'd say it's more of a study in how to manage people. I mean, it's neither a drama nor a comedy, although it has elements of both. I mean, it really is an essay about how to work with people in a particular way. I mean, it's I like that movie a lot. But what's interesting about this collection of movies is that a lot of them, I would say at least six, are focused on or set in the past. In some cases, the you know, millennia away from where we currently are, in the case of The Tree of Life. And it's interesting that this collection of movies is saying something about how we don't want to be here or we're not comfortable being here. We don't like 2011 or 2012.
And it would seem that it was pretty clear last year that the best picture was either going to be The King's Speech or The Social Network.
Right, right.
Do you get that sense this year?
You know, 2 weeks ago, you could have imagined any one of these movies winning Best Picture. I mean, it comes down, at least at the moment. I mean, this just happened a few minutes ago. There's still time for a movie not to release its tax forms or something. You know, there's time for something. You know, a movie to have had an ex-wife who, you know, says an open marriage was winning. I don't know. But until the artist, you know, ex-wife comes out and talks to ABC News, it's between the artist and Hugo, basically.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, the only thing that I can see doing making a movie is probably The Descendants, the Rick Santorum of the operation. We'll see, though.
It is confusing lately, isn't it? It is. Globe film critic Wesley Morris on today's Oscar nominations. Wesley, thanks so much.
Sure. Thanks for having me.